Hello, this is Rick McLean from Northstars.ca, Canadian Women of Wrestling. And tonight we start our second in a series of interviews with the rookie phenom, Jasmine. Jasmine is one of the top prospects in all of wrestling as far as I'm concerned today. Not only does she have a great mat game, where she can execute many impressive holds, she also has unparalleled agility and can hit high-flying top rope moves with the best of them. I definitely say that the future is strong for this young lady, and Canada's proud to have produced such an awesome young wrestler.
Jasmine, you're without a doubt one of the premier rookies in the sport, and if there was a Rookie of the Year award, you would definitely have it. What has your 2013 been like so far?
So first and foremost, thank you. 2013 for me has been busy. I've been pretty much working almost every single weekend since my debut. And I'm loving every second of it.
Very cool. Yeah, it's definitely been a busy schedule for you thus far. Including in that schedule, you've had to face off against one of the top talents in the world, Angelina Love, in Windsor a few weeks ago. Tell me, what was that experience like for you?
Oh, I loved every second of it. I learned so much from her. She has a really great attitude when it comes to wrestling. And it was probably one of my dream matches. I remember my first time watching TNA, she was on there, and I just thought she was the coolest female wrestler. I still do. And it's just crazy how everything came full circle.
Well, I saw the match on video, and I have to say, it was definitely a very close and competitive match. I was very impressed by your outing on that show.
Thank you.
Moving right along, is there any promotions that you really want to wrestle on, or is there any wrestlers in particular that you'd really like to face in the future?
I would love to travel and go to Mexico or Japan. That's one of my biggest goals at the moment. I just want to get out of the country and live somewhere and learn new skills. So definitely somewhere in Mexico or Japan.
Yeah, definitely. Your style definitely would fit in there because you're like a high flyer mixed in with some very acrobatic type moves, which are very cool to watch. Tonight you have to face off against your tag team partner, Alexia. What are your thoughts on having to face a partner that might know some of your secrets?
Oh, she knows all of my secrets. Me and Alexia have been friends for 2 years now. We know all of our secrets. We know all of our moves. But I'm pretty excited. We both are really competitive girls, so I plan on putting on a really good match tonight.
Very impressive. I'm looking forward to it because you're definitely both high flyers and very quick in there. Regardless of that matchup, you do have the opportunity to win the title from Beautiful Bia in the main event. How does that? What is that going to be like for you to finally get your first title if you win?
That's going to be awesome. I hope I win. Bia's a great athletic competitor, so if I get to spin on her, that'd be great.
Now, what are your plans for 2014? Is there any goals that you've set for yourself going into 2014 that you'd like to achieve?
I would like to go to a different country and chill for a bit there. So that would be my biggest goal.
So definitely looking for opportunities in Europe, Great Britain, whether it's Mexico or Japan, right? Any of those wrestling places would be good in your calendar?
For sure. Anywhere foreign sounds great to me.
Yes, traveling is very cool. I definitely can concur with that. Just to conclude here, is there anything else that you'd like to add, and or is there anything you'd like to say to your fans out there?
Yes, I do have another upcoming match this Friday, Max Pro. I will be wrestling Alexia in Woodstock, Ontario. Also, on the week after that, I will be in Michigan for UCW. Please, 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 if you can, make it out there. And if you would like to know about my other dates, you can visit me on Facebook, Jasmine Aridi.
Well, I'd like to personally thank you for taking this opportunity tonight to answer these questions before your big matchups. And I want to wish you the very best going into 2014.
Oh, thank you.